Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one cannabis show, and right here live in your television or your radio.
I don't know where you go with this at the beginning, but you're like a juggler because it's like you're like, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. I don't know where we're live on ESPN. Where are we at, Joe?
We are live.
He looks around the room.
Not television.
Did we go to TV for that? I missed one show.
I know.
Well, you know, we're on TV here.
I missed one show. Are we on TV now?
That's what's funny, though, because I know this guy's brain so much.
Put it out there, though.
He starts talking, and he realizes there's cameras around with us. Are we recording for the podcast?
Yeah.
And this is the TV. Bottom line, thank you guys for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101. And if you ever want to be a part of the show, call us up, 800-420-1980. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, the slam poem, so much more about all of our personal lives. It's at Cannabis Talk 101, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Mark is at Wass Law, and Mark is not here today. He's at the hospital again, dealing with our buddy Pack, which is understandable. Craig is here again. Thank you for coming back, Craig. I can't wait to hear about your big cases that you're dealing with. He's at Wass Law Dog. Blue is at one Christopher Wright.
Yes.
I am at Joe Grande 52, and we have Mr. Nugtopia, who is at Nugtopia Art. Kyle Trent is with us today. And Kyle, thank you for coming on the show, brother. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are y'all? I appreciate you guys having me.
Fantastic, man.
So you have a big event that little brother Mark Wasserman has been screaming at us all about. He's like, Kyle's got this big event going on, a virtual event on 710. Talk about this event right here and what it is and what people can expect.
Absolutely. So it was basically our way of, getting cannabis out in the industry with everything going on right now. You know, everything had shut down, all the exhibitions and whatnot. So this was just kind of our way of introducing it to the community. We're going to have guest speakers, a virtual art gallery, virtual exhibition hall, a lot of giveaways throughout the whole weekend. It is over 3 days, but there's definitely a lot to come and enjoy.
Live show with Cannabis Talk 101?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's asking us. He sent us an email. But
I think Mark's been pushing you guys to do something.
Oh, you guys.
You guys.
What do you mean you guys?
Are we different than you? Your head, we are, which is funny. That's why when you say you guys, that's how you guys think.
They're going to do a live show too, right?
Of course.
Of course they are.
Of course.
Well, the Pop Brothers. So, just to be clear, Cannabis Talk 101 isn't just four of us. It's
just
us doing things with Pop Brothers at Law.
Yeah, Joe and Blue, so, and then we come in when we can, and we're not busy.
You know, when someone
hits
us up to do something and we don't tell us, then we get shit. We tell us, we get shit.
No, it's how you talk which tells us how you are.
Are you my wife? It's how you say it.
Not really.
Thank you.
It's not what you said, it's how you said it.
Call me Amanda Second. That's awesome right now. The true colors of the dynamic comes out, yes. And the true colors of how you talk come out. I'm
so
sorry, Kyle,
Kyle,
for you to see this right now, but you know, this is a breaking moment for us up here,
Kyle,
on stage.
Tell us a little more about your vent.
You know what, Kyle? Hold your vent for a second. We need to continue this. So, whose
logo's on here?
Oh, it's the Pod Brothers at Law.
But our logo's not on there. Mark couldn't send him our logo.
So, but when
that's up to that's you and Mark's deal.
That's not me and Mark.
That
it's
is.
Us and Mark.
No, that's
us.
You.
No.
I don't deal with any of the technical shit anyway.
See,
so.
Kyle, that's how Mark and Craig do us. You know what I mean?
I'm out.
It's their entity or our entity, which are meaning Blue and I, which really Blue started this whole thing.
It's Blue's
I'm
entity.
The last one to come on board.
Yeah, so
and
get
I'm
out.
Who cares the most?
But if I
want
to put my entity on it, I got to ask them, though.
No.
Yeah.
No. He was setting. Wait, let Kyle talk. Let Kyle talk because he was setting
Kyle, you don't want to hear no more.
Do it.
Kyle, we'd love to work with you, buddy. As long as you take off the Pod Brothers at Law, we're in.
Done. Let me know.
Done. So listen, man, I'm excited to hear about this. Let's talk about it. I mean, you know, 710's a historical time for the cannabis industry. We know that. But, you know, tell us what it means to you so our listeners can understand, because not all of our listeners understand what 710 is and how the dates just
break down.
So just in the industry, it's kind of a newer holiday. You know, it's like the 420, but the wax version or concentrate version of the industry. If you take 710, flip it upside down, it spells oil. That was
wow.
The biggest.
Wow. I didn't even look. I look. Holy shit. It does.
Yeah.
It
yeah. You didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know
no,
that?
I did not. Well, he's not really the industry, right? He's just
the
host.
He's not.
Exactly.
He's not really in the industry.
I don't even smoke weed. You're right.
Right. You should get out.
Yeah. All right. So 710, and so it's the oil. I know that. And a lot of our listeners probably don't. So virtually, you know, I tell you, when I first heard about this, I thought it was a huge gamble because of the dates. You know, I thought for sure we'd be out of this quarantine. For sure we would be, you know, and it wouldn't be such a big embracement. But now, you know, with the Rona coming back for round two and everything happening, it looks like you're going to be right on track for a monster event. So let's talk about let's go back into what you plan on having at that event and stuff.
Absolutely. Well, to start off, honestly, the biggest thing with us and with our organization is education. You know, so that was the main focal point, and just getting all of that out to everybody, as many people as possible. You know, doing that through social media was one of the biggest ways. But you know, we are going to be having quite a bit going on. We're trying to make it like the biggest, you know, event, like exhibition that we could give without everybody having to go out and interacting with people. You know, that's what we all enjoy and we're missing right now, but this is kind of what we're working with, you know, in lieu of that. But there's going to be a lot of guest speakers, you know, live performances and demonstrations. Cole is actually going to be teaching a smoke and stroke art class later on.
Smoke and stroke. Let's talk about, is that it for a second?
You know, my mind went straight.
Yeah,
dirty.
You know where everybody's head just said smoke and stroke.
Right.
Is that a nightcap? Is that after hours? Is that for the adults?
Can Blue practice right now on me?
But you know, it's kind of Cole's spin on the whole
painting.
He's got a sip and stroke, which is the wine and paint night classes that we did in person, but we're now doing those virtually too. It's just a way for the cannabis connoisseurs to have an art class and kind of learn, you know, how to paint and all that kind of stuff while they're lighting one up and enjoying it from home.
Maybe they can start with Craig's beard because he's been getting that thing painted for the last few years.
Wow.
And then they can go to his hair because that shit's been painted. He was gray fucking 2 days ago, and now he's got this high red.
Shots fired.
Look at him, he's walking away.
I got thicker skin than that shit, motherfucker.
Hey, I'm just saying, if we want to let the cannabis people work on their painting, they got some nice hair they can work on you. Maybe your chest
about
hair
seven,
next.
705, we need to cut that shit. So, man. You know, can you guys be serious? He's talking about a great event.
How do people
go
to it?
You gotta fuck it up.
No, this you would be a great part of the event. Can you imagine you sitting there
painting the goatee?
Somebody,
like, you're funny.
How do people find it? I know the IG is Nugtopia Art, but where do they find this event? Of course, the 710 virtual event.
You can honestly go straight to nugtopia.net and it'll be listed right at the top. There's a couple of buttons, you know, that you can click on, or even go to the events page and you can find it in there.
Is it going to be hosted on Zoom? Is it going to be hosted on your actual page? Did you guys build a site? Where's it going to be hosted at?
Absolutely. So it's going to be hosted on Facebook. That was the one platform that we felt we could get the largest reach, you know, across the world with. You know, anybody can just hop on Facebook and check this out. So we have a group page set up. We're going to be basically hosting it on that group page, which is Nugtopia's group page called The Cloud Crowd. And we will be sharing it out from there to everywhere we can.
Is this a free event, Kyle? As you say, Facebook. So it's a free event for everyone to come and watch. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
On 7-10.
In 3 days. At 7-10 or on 7-10?
Very important, you know, that we just get the message and the education out. You know, this industry has so much ignorance in it, and that's been our, you know, goal since day one is to try
Joe?
To push it out.
So at what time does it start? Because 3 days, it's not going 24-7. Is there like a 10 to 7 p.m.? What's the timeline for this event?
So we start off at 7:10 with Channel 7-10. They're coming on each day to kind of kick everything off, and then we'll be ending you know, around 8 o'clock each
day. And just
day.
To be clear, not to cut you off, but is that 7:10 Pacific Standard Time? As this, of course, show is worldwide, so we want to make sure the audience knows.
I appreciate you clarifying that. It's Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, so it's even earlier on the West Coast. Lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
So continue with the timeline?
Yeah, I'm just trying to explain everything.
Continue with the timeline, Kyle, so people understand 7:10 Eastern Time Zone, and then what else goes down?
So we'll be basically running everything until about 7 or 8 p.m. Eastern each day. You know, we are still accepting on other guest speakers and live entertainment and all that good stuff. So it could possibly go later. You know, we're just kind of really making it as big of an event as we can right now. I know that on 7:10 specifically, we're capping everything off at 8 o'clock as of now with a live interactive auction that is actually helping raise money for charity.
Oh, fantastic. What are the Pop Brothers at Law? When's their time slot?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe they come on from 2 to 2:30. I'd have to double check again. It's been a minute since I've looked at
you. You don't need to know.
Well, I'm just wondering when you're going to. You probably don't even know either.
You're blocked during that time period.
So, you know.
Sensitive, I
well,
see.
What I think is great, though, is how long have you been celebrating 7:10? How long do you think it's been around?
I've been celebrating only for about 5 years now. Honestly, I'm kind of a baby when it comes to the industry. I'm a late bloomer when it comes to cannabis. My younger brother actually got me involved and educated me. At the same time, you know, our mother was getting educated about cannabis and its medicinal uses with her cancer that she was fighting at the time. That's actually the whole reason why Nugtopia even exists.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, I mean, I think it's at least, 5-6 years. I think is about how long someone came up with 7:10 as the other 420 to celebrate oil.
What'd
taking
you say,
dabs.
10 years or 3 years?
No, I think it's 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, it's
is
only
about
been
the,
5 or 7 years. You've been probably with the whole movement. I mean, when you said 5 years, in my head,
that's
I thought
about right.
I thought about 5 years too. So you've probably been right there with it. So you're a veteran. In
how's your mother doing, Kyle? I know you said your mother learned this and started dabbing into that. How's she doing?
Yeah, she's actually in full remission right now, and you know she continues to consume cannabis as a preventative every day. But she is awesome. You know,
that's awesome.
That's beautiful to hear.
Yeah. I'd love to have her on the show as well sometime.
Yeah, we'll have to get her on the show and tell her. Now, did she use cannabis to treat the cancer or as an
addict? She did. Yep, that's actually how she had gotten rid of it. You know, a lot of people would tell you that that's not the case and that can't happen. But, you know, she's proof.
A tincture?
So she took a tincture. It was basically like what we have RSO now in Florida. But it was just a concentrate. she had taken it for just a few months, and the benign nodules that she had in her breast tissue were actually ate down to the size of a grain of sand by the time she went out and did the surgery to get rid of them.
Now that is anecdotal.
That's great evidence right there. Well, God bless you and your mother. Let's do the high five with you, Kyle. Everybody we have on the show, we like to give them five questions from our high five. So just answer as honest as you can. How old were you the first time you smoked weed, and where'd you get it from?
I was 21, and I smoked with my brother out of a Gatorade bottle.
Nice. Older brother?
Younger brother. Oh. Yeah, he's the only one I got.
Nice. What is your favorite way to medicate?
Vaping. I have a volcano. It's definitely my favorite, especially right before bed. It puts me right to sleep.
Nice.
You're listening to the High Five on Cannabis Talk 101 with Nugtopia. Kyle, craziest place you've ever used cannabis?
Oh, that's a hard one. Probably on top of the mountain of Lake Tahoe's heavenly mountain snowboarding.
Nice. Been there. That's an awesome place.
That's a good run right there.
And I have smoked there.
What's your go-to munchie, Kyle, after you get high?
I really like donuts.
Why is everyone looking at me?
What kind of donut?
I love donuts too. Obviously, I've got two donuts on my side right here.
Those are jelly rolls.
Yeah. What kind of donut? What's your favorite donut?
I really like those devil's food cake. Like the chocolate with the glaze on it and all that good stuff. Oh, and strawberry.
The Hostess. Yeah.
You just knocked Pitt's in a coma right now in the corner. Oh, he's donuts.
I'm still
eating my eating from
all right,
eating.
Number five. Besides Big Brother of the Pop Brothers at Law.
Oh, here we go.
If you could smoke cannabis with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Wow.
And that one was dead.
Yeah. It may be a little bit of a cliche, but probably Bob Marley, the legend himself. I would love to have a conversation with him.
Oh, man.
That's great. Yes, I came pretty darn close, though, didn't I?
I mean, we were hanging out with Bob's son,
Damien. You smoked with Damien Marley. That was a trip.
And it was funny when they were smoking, Craig kept going, can I just hug you? Can I hug you? Can we just get closer? I want to feel your dead
presence.
This was
before COVID.
Yeah,
And it was like,
we even passed a joint.
He was like, no. Please, he's like, stand, give me 6 feet.
And he goes, please get away from me until you color your hair again. I don't know who this gray old man is.
Wow. Just got to get that shit in, man.
But it just looks so good. I guess I haven't seen you in a while.
He painted it right before he left, though.
Hey, well, Kyle, make sure people go to it. It's 7:10. It's an event. Pop Brothers at Law will be there. Cannabis Talk 101 should be there. We're going to talk out all the details and figure it out. But bottom line, give everybody the website that they can find this event at.
Nugtopia.net. You spell that NUGTOPIA.net.
And you can find it on Facebook, guys. Make sure you check it out on Facebook. Join us. We would like to take the 420 spot, do a live show with you and the team right here on Cannabis Talk 101 so we can represent really hard, man. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break. Peace.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, and if you just seen what happened, you'd be laughing in two.
Oh, dude, Craig is so upset over there with me.
I'm not
throwing paper at me.
I'm complimenting
you about your hair.
I'm having fun.
We get off the air right
now,
you guys.
This is like
my
best show.
This
is the best show ever.
Don't let him cut through it. Let's keep talking about it.
It's not even like work. It's just fun.
It's a good time.
You know, we get
is it better because your brother's not here, you think?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. He's so quiet.
Normally,
during the show anyway.
Without him, there's no show.
No, yeah. Right,
he's his own
you know
show.
What? Let's just shut it down and go home for the day.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. No, not all that. It's just him.
Hi, I'm little brother of the Papa's of Law. I'm right here.
So, who do you have there? Who's the new congressman making noise?
And this is an Indiana Democratic gubernatorial. Running for fucking governor.
Wow.
Gubernatorial. Gubernatorial candidate.
What is gubernatorial?
I've never heard that word in my life. Running for governor.
Gubernatorial.
That's the term.
Can I see how I spell that if you're pronouncing it right?
It's gubernatorial. Gubernatorial.
Sounds like that, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Or.
Can you do that again, please? Because that got me really excited.
Someone running for a governor of Indiana.
Okay.
Candidate Woodrow Myers tweeted, "At the last letter in our reform plan, and it's REFORM. So the last letter in their name of their plan is stands for marijuana decriminalization. We have long realized the implicit racial biases associated with the war on drugs and the pain and suffering that has followed. The issue has torn families and communities apart far too long." So it's someone else running for an elected office saying that we need to have marijuana decriminalization. And I think it's just so important, the crossover with cannabis, prohibition, and racism is just that it's just so intertwined that the goal of ending cannabis prohibition goes hand in hand with whose phone is that?
It's my computer. Sorry, my phone's on vibrate,
It goes hand in hand with ending racism overall as well. So I just think it's a good time to have more people who want to decriminalize, so that the impact it has on the African American communities, the Latino communities, the minority communities can just be over with, because that'll be one less huge thing that they can get fucked with.
Let me ask you, if this is a play, what state was this in? Florida?
Indiana, which is huge.
And yeah, let me ask you,
it's very huge.
Is this somebody that has been that's just jumping on this, or they've been working on it for a while? I mean,
if he's running for governor, he's got to be in the game for a little bit.
I mean,
your first gig's not going to be cannabis.
I'm saying, yeah, cannabis game.
I have no idea.
Are they a crossover, like, you know, so, like you know, you got somebody that's running, and I'm not mad at whether or not he is, because I embrace everybody.
He's supporting the cause. He's a flipper.
Yeah, is he a flipper? Or
is he a flipper? Is what you're flipper. Like, yeah, exactly.
Man,
you know what, though? I'm okay with flippers, though. I know you get upset with them. I think flipping is part of what we need in this country.
No, because we do.
So many folks have been taught it's taboo. Like, look at growing up, you know, ay, Dios mío, mijo, that's the devil. Like, you know what I mean? Right. A Mexican family.
You do that
like,
really well.
I know. Well, it's because I'm Mexican. And you know what I mean? I grew up
Are
with
you?
It. Sometimes. American Indian
Joe
and Mexican.
Grande. I
mean,
guess so.
Este grande, Eke Lopez.
Okay.
Porque onda. Yeah. So my point is, when you see the flips, that's bottom line is what we need to happen. Even with the racism, we need the flips. We need the people to go, you know what? You're right. They have been being treated like shit, and maybe I do too. So maybe change my flip.
And I don't know, and this is a huge deal. I forget his freaking name, but there was a black gentleman that came into a Ku Klux Klan meeting, and I don't know if you guys seen this, but he literally went to a Ku Klux Klan meeting.
The guy who has the show?
And he converted. There was like, I think, 100 people there, and 30 of them left. After they sat in a room and debated about everything that they were fighting,
did he
over.
Walk in with no mask or anything, or did he walk in with?
This is not a joke.
No, I know. I'm not kidding. I mean, because I'm saying, did he walk in like looking like a black man, or did he walk in with a mask?
Was this part of a show, a television show?
No. I don't know if it was or not. I just seen it on social media, and I wish I had the facts of everything that was going on about it. But it was pretty amazing, and I started looking around. I seen it going viral. But the guy actually had a. He walks in there. He's a black gentleman, and he walks in to the Ku Klux Klan meeting, and they start debating. They let him come to the meeting.
Oh, was he invited, or he just showed up?
He was invited.
Okay.
He was invited. He asked to be invited to speak to them about his views. He said he wanted to come solo by himself.
And he flip-flopped how many?
Who knows? 20 or 30% of the people there. So if it was either 9 or 30, I forget what it was. It's a big difference. But I think our team's trying to bring up the story. But he actually, you know, he pulled these people out of it.
I wonder if the guy who has that series, I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, it was amazing, dude. And they were all standing next
to him. Oh, dog, it's 200. It says how one man convinced 200 Ku Klux Klan members to give up their robes.
Yes, dude.
Wow. Look
What's
at
his
the
name?
Picture
What's
of
his
the
name?
Dude. I can't read that because my eyes are too blind.
But it's,
what is
it's
it?
On Netflix too?
It's
Daryl Davis. Daryl is his name.
Davis, man.
This a blues musician. That's dope. Great.
Man, so he went in there and just kind of sat down and started politicking with them, discussing his views, let them speak a lot, and then ended up flipping 200 of them. And they literally walked out right there on the spot, which gave me the chills. I got, you know, goosebumps all over me thinking about it. I mean, this man walked into that, you know, and flipped Ku Klux Klan members in the middle of their actual peers, you know, which is even harder to do. You know, you're sitting with all your gang or your organization, and you get up and turn out on them like that. That's a huge deal, man. Shout out to what was his name?
Kyle, I believe was his name. What was the guy's name?
No, George.
Oh yeah, we're trying to figure out his name.
We'll
shout out to him. We'll figure it all out.
Way to go! But it sucks when you do that. Daryl Davis,
man.
It sucks when you come up with a good
guys
story,
but you can't remember it.
No, but it was just good.
No, that's awesome. We need more of that.
Yeah.
Well, bottom line, it comes down to more flip-floppers. We need more flip-floppers in a lot of things in life, and cannabis, and racism, and all this stuff. And I'm glad more Congress people are flipping like that. Why don't we break real quick, come back, and finish with some cannabis news.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products.
Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101, and you know what? We're going to pass it on over to the world famous...
The biggest flip-flopper.
No, to the biggest flip-flopper.
What do you mean, Doug?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't wear his robe in here anymore. And I'm talking about his pimp robe.
Oh, I thought you were talking about him
not a white robe.
On a
He comes in here with
his big old smoky robe, and you guys make room for the big brother.
Well, you should.
It's now news.
Real quick, it's Craig Washington of the world famous Pop Brothers at Law without his little brother here today with Cannabis Talk News.
Alright, so one quick story here, which I found real interesting, is in Oklahoma City. I can't believe the people who own these dispensaries didn't look at this further, because the 7-Eleven owns property, right? And so they initially gave a lease to a cannabis...
Are you saying 7-Eleven, like the store 7-Eleven?
Like the store 7-Eleven, yes. Whether it was an empty 7-Eleven or it was next to a 7-Eleven, they own the property.
Okay.
So they have they gave a lease to cannabis businesses. So now when the lease comes up for renewal, they're not renewing them. They don't want cannabis businesses in their properties anymore.
The 7-Elevens? You would think they do. They go in there, get high, come buy some.
Go next door and get all kinds of Slurpees and donuts and burritos.
Yeah. I love the idea.
I thought that was interesting, but they're forcing a lot of people out of business because they're not renewing the leases.
In Oklahoma? Why wouldn't you renew the lease? It's good money in a time like this. You need the money
for
cannabis?
It's crazy.
Yeah, cannabis stores and
stupid. You know what, though? In Oklahoma, the laws are so easy, and I think this is why.
Well, it's a hodgepodge, too, we understand.
Yeah, there's too many people there. I mean, everybody can get a license. You can live there for 2 years.
I hear they're doing that in California here, though, even with the that act. That I heard they're going to give everybody their license.
No,
what's the latest on that?
I have to actually read what the city council had yesterday. I can't address that today. I'll address it the next show, but that's regarding social equity applications in the city of Los Angeles only.
So they're not going to give
you that hot tip.
Pardon me?
Who informed you on that first?
On what, social equity in LA?
No, that they were actually giving away the other night on the meeting.
No. That's been in the news, Blue. So, but you did tell me. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
You just want to pat on the back.
Just trying to get a background.
Absolutely,
you know,
absolutely. But I've got people actually who are involved in the lawsuit also going against the city. I got people telling me what's going on. And the lawsuit, and I guess we can talk about that real quick. There was a lawsuit where they sued the city regarding the unfairness of round one of retail licenses going out to the first 100 people who got online and signed up as a social equity applicant for a retail outlet. They were getting sued. We were contacted initially about that, and we said we didn't think it was going to be a winning case. No matter how bad it sounded, how screwed up the system was, we consulted with someone else who has expertise in suing cities.
Sure.
And we didn't believe it was going to work. So another law firm came in, and I don't know... The way we do it is, we don't think this is going to work. Here it is in writing. If you want to do it, you're a big boy. We'll take the money and we'll do it. Right. But we're telling you now.
But if we don't think we can win for you, we don't want to just take your money.
Right.
That's what I love about you guys.
We're not going to do that.
I do like that a lot about you.
So another firm came in, and you know, hopefully they gave them similar advice, and they still wanted to go forward with it.
Same group?
I'm not sure exactly. I don't think it was the same group that contacted us. So
gotcha.
I don't know what firm it is, whatnot, but a firm came in and filed a temporary restraining order, and it's all public record on who it is. And the temporary restraining order, in order to win a temporary restraining order, a TRO as we call it, you have to show that you have a substantial likelihood of winning the permanent injunction. There's a TRO, which comes up really fast when you file a lawsuit for a TRO only. And then you have 30 days later, you have a permanent injunction hearing. And at the TRO, they lost the TRO to enjoin the city from going further with the process they started with that everybody's saying was unfair and fucked up. They lost that. Now, I believe next month, early July, they're having the actual hearing on the permanent injunction, which if you lose the TRO, the writing's pretty much on the wall that you're not going to win that permanent.
So, I mean, the writing was on the wall previously.
Now, in the meantime, though, I mean, I guess we can get sidetracked a little bit. I'll talk more about it next show. But in the meantime...
Well, and another show, who knows when exactly,
In the meantime, the DCR, the Department of Cannabis Regulation in L.A., wrote a letter to the L.A. City Council saying that we need to make all these changes to the social equity program, because the social equity program is so fucked up in L.A., they needed to make changes. So it looks like they're going to add another 100 licenses. They only gave out 100 retail.
But they messed up on all that, so they're not clearing that up yet.
No. That's still a mess. What the audit said, they had to wait for an audit to come back before they could even sue. The audit came back saying, even though someone got in a minute, 2 minutes, 30 seconds earlier than the time you were supposed to get in, they were able to
see who came in.
I'm blanking on the word. They were able to juxtapose, so to speak, and take that guy and say, if he logged in at exactly the right time, we're going to move him here. If this person logged in at the right time, he would be here. So they fixed the problem.
That's pretty hard to fucking figure out.
They had an expert who wrote a really cyber ruling.
I'm just saying
there was a very long report that we all knew, or we felt at the end of the day, was going to say whether we screwed up or not, we fixed it and it's okay. And that's what happened. In the meantime, the DCR wrote a letter to the city council saying we need to make these changes and make them now. And some of those changes.
Do you feel like they're good? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen them all. That's why I really don't want to talk on it a lot. But some of the broad strokes that I've been told was that it went from 100 to 200 retail licenses in the first round. And everybody after that, there was 800 people who applied can get delivery licenses.
Oh, that's nice.
It's great.
I'm not mad at that.
I don't know if this went through or not, but one of the other things on the table was that because retail was supposed to open up to the public after the first two rounds of giving out licenses to social equity applicants only. Third round was to the public. Now, from what I read, I don't know if it went through or not or whatnot, but they weren't giving out any licenses for retail to anybody but a social equity applicant until 2025, which I 100% agree with.
Wow. Well, you know, 2025 was going to happen, right? By 2025.
Federally
legal.
Well,
no,
it can happen next year.
It can. I personally think giving these cats the delivery license is wonderful. It's a consolation prize.
It's
less overhead, though. Less out of the person's pocket, hands down. No, they can make a lot of money.
It's definitely one of the least expensive cannabis activities
to start up. You know what? It's weird, though. I think what's California's going to do, and I think it's going to be a huge mistake, but I think it's almost intentional, is I think they're going to loosen up a lot in the next few years. And what's going to end up happening is that there's going to be so much chaos because they loosen up. Because right now, you've got pretty sophisticated guys in operations. I mean, you can't go into an operation, like Craig says, with the 100 grand. You know, it's not going to realistically happen. So you've got to have some dough behind you. And don't get me wrong, there's guys that have got that lotto ticket that had investors, found 100 grand, got to this, got to
that. You're right. That sucks for them.
That make it. But what's going to happen is you're going to have a lot of unsophisticated people, not the minorities. This isn't a shot at anybody. This is strictly about people just being able to get into the industry at such a low rate that they're going to capitalize on that, and then they're going to screw it all up, and then I think they're going to take it away from us and put it inside of convenience stores such as your liquor stores and Costco's, and I think it'll be available just about everywhere.
It should be. Now, interesting enough, following up on that, in California, this is huge. This is huge news for the regulated cannabis businesses. A judge orders police to return $2.6 million worth of cannabis oil in historic weed lawsuit.
That's huge.
The lawsuit is based over this. Procan Labs, a licensed cannabis company, was raided, and they took over $2.6 million worth of cannabis oil and $620,000 worth of cash.
How do they get away with doing something like that?
The case was State versus California versus Arroyo Verde Farms, Inc., made history. And what's significant about this victory is that, and we've been barking about this since regulation started. If someone has a technical violation of the Bureau of Cannabis Control regulations, there's regulatory penalties and violations. And if you're in that system, you applied for the license, you got the license, you have the state permit and the city permit, then you should be ruled under that regulatory process, not a criminal process.
Right, right.
So if you fail to put something into the track and trace, if you fail to do a manifest correctly, if you fail to do something that's listed under the regulation that you're supposed to do, there's categories of violations.
Violation. So it's a small violation. Pay your fine for the violation.
Or it could be a large violation.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever the violation is.
Like the EPA, if you do something that you own a business.
It should not be a criminal case.
Is it an infraction?
And it should not be subject to the forfeiture laws.
I agree 1,000.
It's completely outside of that realm. And this is the first case. Actually, it's what the judge said. The judge ruled, and he actually ruled against the sheriff's office to return every single item it took. And it said, the judge said, from our research, this was a case of first impression, as the Santa Barbara Superior Court had to look at not only the express language in MACRSA, which is the Medical Adult Use Cannabis Regulatory Safety Act, but the very different purposes MACRSA and California CSA to reach the correct result. CSA is the Controlled Substance Act. So you have two different acts. And the court said, no, these people aren't under the Controlled Substance Act. If you don't have a license and you're dealing with cannabis and it's more than an ounce and you're selling without a license, that would go under the Controlled Substance Act under California law. But if you're under licensed California regulated cannabis laws, then you should fall under that regulatory process and only be prone to get those violations.
Craig, that was very well said. You took me down a good path. Thank you.
I seen it. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was cool.
Thank you.
It's
huge. It's actually huge.
It should be like, you know, like you said, infraction, a misdemeanor, a felony, you know.
It should be what it is for the small thing.
No. It's I mean, that's for criminal conduct.
I know. I mean, in that fashion, not necessarily that. As criminal.
No, but there's specifically, and maybe I'll bring him in next time, there's a laundry list of specific violations, and each violation under the regulations are tier 1, tier 2, tier 3. Minor violation, pay a fine. Minor violation, pay a fine, get a hand slap. Tier 2,
like any McDonald's who owns a restaurant. If you do your oil and don't get rid of it right.
Moderate violation, suspension.
Yeah.
Tier 3, suspension to revocation. So, or 30 grand a day or 20 grand for a day if you're doing something
wrong. Treat it like a normal company that does something wrong.
Leave them out of the criminal market. And that's what the criminal process, and that's what this case held, which is actually
how long did
huge.
They hold their product? Because that's the part that year frustrates me. That's a year and a half of $2.4 million worth of my product sitting
actually,
there.
Actually, I take that back. This looks like it went through the court pretty quickly. Indicates that after a quarter of a year spent in litigation, the judge found that criminal laws like those fall
so 3+ months
fall
possibly.
Under the that's CSA not do not apply to companies that are. That's actually the main quote from this whole thing, is that the judge found that criminal laws that fall under the Controlled Substance Act do not apply to companies that are licensed to operate commercially within cannabis in the state of California.
Because how screwed would that company be if their product got fucking thrashed in that amount of time? You know what I mean?
Both.
It did. I mean,
And then you sued the state for the value of the.
Here comes the lawsuit from them now, right? I mean, here's what happens. The product goes
and
sits.
Although, if it's fortunately for them, and this is just a little knowledge I have of cannabis oil. A quarter of a year, 4 months, it's not going to
be okay. How do you know so much about oil?
Because he kept that oil in his backyard.
710, you know what that is right there? You know what that is?
Ding, ding, the 710.
No, you know what that is?
Is that color on your fingers?
That's the oil dripping. Nice. That's a sign for a dab.
Oh, dab 30.
Dab 30.
You know what?
These young guys
back
don't know.
In the day, she taught you that, Dad and Granny?
Back in the day.
No, Adam Mills, actually.
Back in the day, that's a different kind of sign, though.
Yeah, that stop also it. Means.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying.
No, I taught my kid when he played basketball. That's when you play basketball, that was how you ended up your shot.
Yeah.
Follow through.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And the way you play basketball, no wonder why you and your son are
such
ballers.
Hey, they called me Will.
Will?
Wilt Chamberlain.
Will, really?
Yeah, because I was like 5'2 in high school.
And you played ball, huh?
I played, yeah.
A little Jewish kid with a pro?
I played about 4 minutes a game and almost fouled out every game. It was awesome.
Nice.
Get him out of here.
You're such a badass.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We want to thank you for tuning into our show. And make sure you check us out all day, every day. And remember this. If no one else loves you, we do.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.